1 million na ABSA. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ABSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Government urged to publish terms of reference for recently appointed Constitutional Amendments Technical Committee. UN report reveals many Zambians are unable to have desired number of children due to economic hardships. Raila Odinga's body arrives in Kenya for state funeral services. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondway. Lawyer Celestine Mukandila is urging government to publish the terms of reference for the newly appointed 25-member Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendment, warning that failure to do so risks making the process legally vulnerable. Mr. Mukandila says the terms of reference must be made public before the committee begins substantive work and must clearly set out the committee's scope, powers, mandate, selection and representational criteria, consultation and drafting procedures, reporting requirements, accountability measures and timelines. He has warned that proceeding without publicized terms will undermine public confidence in the process and will open the process to legal challenges. Mr. Mukandila has stressed that making the terms of reference public is essential to ensure the process is people-driven and legally defensible as guided by the earlier Constitutional Court judgment, which held that constitutional amendment initiatives that proceed without wide public consultation are constitutionally deficient.
Failure to publish and operate within transparent TORs risks legal challenge and nullification, as demonstrated by the Zulu and Mukandila case. We call upon government, parliament, and relevant authorities to publish, widely disseminate, and adhere to robust terms of reference before any constitutional amendment bill or process is advanced. Publicizing the terms of reference for a constitution making or amendment committee is not a mere technicality. It is fundamental for legitimacy, legality, and democratic ownership. In Zambia, constitutional processes must be people-driven and respect the constitutional requirement for broad public participation.
President Hakainde Hichilema recently appointed and swore in the 25-member technical committee tasked with consulting the public and drafting proposed constitutional amendments. However, the terms of reference have not been disclosed, a move that has drawn criticism from various stakeholders. The United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA Zambia 2025 World Population Report, has revealed that many Zambians are unable to have the number of children they desire, largely due to economic hardships. According to the report, high costs of raising children, job insecurity, housing pressures, and other financial constraints are among the main factors forcing couples and individuals to have fewer children than they wish, framing the trend as a crisis of reproductive choice rather than a simple decline in the desire for children. Further, Zambia's data shows a falling fertility rate with 4.9 children per woman, a decline from 5.8 in 2018, while the year 2024 also posed major challenges for families as a severe cholera outbreak, El Nino-induced drought, and other climate shocks strained critical sectors, increasing household vulnerability. Speaking at the launch of the report in Lusaka this morning, Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba has called for collaborative and comprehensive response to the trend, emphasizing that child control should not be viewed as a solution.
Addressing our our country's reproductive agency is not for the work of one ministry alone. It requires the very collaboration to ensure that the clients we serve are empowered economically. We should therefore continue to advocate for sustainable financing of social protection, recognizing it not as a cost but as a real investment in human capital and a more prosperous, stable future.
Meanwhile, UNFPA country representative Seth Broekman noted that although early marriages in Zambia are on the decline, the continued limited access to contraceptives remains a major challenge to improving the country's fertility rate.
So why are so many people unable to create the family they choose? The answers were striking and consistent. First, more than half of respondents pointed to economic barriers. And here in Zambia, a young woman told us, I have one child but don't plan on having any more. I'm unable to do so due to financial instability, unaffordable housing, and the high cost of childcare. Clearly, the answer lies not in limiting choice or selecting who gets to exercise choice. It's about expanding real choice to all people. That means access to quality reproductive healthcare services and information for everyone. It means shifting harmful social norms.
Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala says government is committed to driving agricultural growth through increased investment in maize, aquaculture, soya beans and honey production. Speaking when he conferred with the Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, Q. Dongyu, at the FAO headquarters in Rome, Mr. Kapala said that Zambia's strategic focus on climate-smart agriculture aims to enhance maize productivity, strengthen food security, and improve the livelihood of rural communities. The minister explains that soya beans interventions are focused on seed multiplication, processing facilities, and improved market linkages to enhance production and value addition, while in aquaculture, initiatives are being implemented to expand hatcheries, nurseries, and post-harvest facilities to boost production and exports.
We are quite excited that we have this opportunity to come and learn with you. And we are looking forward to a successful conference that will come. Making few interesting private sector people. We should be open to further discussions with them because we want to scale up the four main value chain, which is maize, soya, wheat, and agriculture. These are the main things that we want to drive agriculture and production in the country.
And FAO Director General Dongyu expressed confidence in Zambia's agriculture growth prospects, commending government's clear policy direction and commitment to sustainable food systems.
I wish you all the good time here and spend the best with the President. I know he directs us also on the livestock, and last time when he came here, I met him, of course, talking about him.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has seized over 8 tons of fresh cannabis and 101 kilograms of dry loose cannabis. The DEC Public Relations Officer, Alan Tamba, says this follows a joint operation with the Zambia Police Service, Immigration Department, and the Department for National Parks and Wildlife in Eastern Province, in which 7 individuals were arrested in Mozambwe Village, Mofuwe area in Mambwe District. Mr. Tamba says the suspects were found with a staggering quantity of cannabis and have been identified as Spain Sakala, 26, Julius Zulu, 19, William Piri, 63, Laxon Sakala, 55, Sinoya Sakala, 61, Moses Banda, 32, and Benson Nkoma, 33. Meanwhile, Mr. Tamba says the DEC in Chilinga District has arrested Priscovia Kaoma, a female, age 37, for trafficking in 70.7 kilograms of dry loose cannabis, which were found concealed in dry banana box and packed in polythene sacks. Mr. Tamba has further disclosed that in another separate operation, the DEC in Mumbai